Welcome back to the last chapter of the book of Galatians, chapter 6. We're going to be speaking about restoring the fallen, brothers or sisters who have fallen from the Lord, who have gone back, who have taken a step back in their Christian experience. Talk about how that we should restore them, like restoring them in the spirit of humility. We're going to talk about that restoring them is evidence of obeying our Lord's command. We'll talk about the attitude of restoration. What kind of attitude should you have when speaking to a fallen brother or sister in the Lord? Paul warns against the man, thinking himself to be something. I'll read the first 6 verses. Brothers, if any person be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual, restore such a one in the spirit of meekness, considering yourself, lest you also be tempted. Bear you one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. Because if a man thinks himself to be something when he is nothing, he deceives himself. But let every man prove his own work, and then shall he have rejoicing in himself alone, and not in another. For every man shall bear his own burden. Paul admonishes the spiritual person to restore any of the others in his fellowship who may have been overtaken by sin. This should be done in a spirit of meekness, because they too are subject to falling. This sharing of another's burdens fulfills our Lord's law of love. Every man should seek to have a true estimate of his own self. The clearest evidence that people are living by the Spirit is the presence of love, actively manifesting itself in a community of concern. One practical expression of it is to be seen in the restoration of those who are fallen. So Paul writes, brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, Paul is not talking of revealing the sins in the life of another. It means, rather, if a man is caught unaware by sin in himself, God does not intend for this to happen, and it need not if a person avails themselves of the resources of God. Yet if spiritual failure happens, those which are spiritual, those who live by the Spirit of God, have a responsibility. They are to restore such a one, lovingly help him to get back on the right track with God. Cannot always be accomplished, we know that, but one must try. It's a delicate as well as a difficult responsibility and can be done only in the spirit of meekness. A blending of strength and gentleness is no more needed than at a time like this. It is the only spirit in which restoration is possible. Corrections can be given in a way which will discourage a person, drive them to depression and to despair, or correction can be given in a way that sets a person upon their feet with the determination to do better and with the hope of doing better. At the same time, the spiritual man has in himself reason enough to be humble. Considering thyself, lest thou also fall. This word, consider yourself, does not mean to simply think about it, but rather to take heed or even take warning. Any man may well find himself in the same place of temptation or testing and submit and be swallowed up by it.
All hail King Jesus.
If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.